Hey guys, so I wanted to make me a very quick video. Yesterday I got a phone call from a close family member and there's been a family emergency. Everything's fine for right now, but things are a little bit concerning. So I wanted to actually make a very quick video. I'm about to go to the hospital after I get off of work soon. I'll leave in about an hour, but anyway. I wanted to take time to talk about the value of family. I know some of my listeners never had good families, and for that, I want to apologize. On behalf of your family, I'm going to take the responsibility to apologize to you for not having a good family. That's not your fault. It's not your fault. Now that we got that out of the way, I am at the age where family is meaning more and more to me, because I will be 38 in about a month, and I'm getting to the point where 1 year, sometimes a family member will be around, and the next year they're not. That's been happening more and more. Every year we get a death. Every 6 months we get a death or something. About a good 6 months to a year and a half, we get a loss. And yesterday when I had that phone call with my family member, can't talk, about this person in the hospital, made me realize that, you know, I gotta get my priorities straight when it comes to life. You know, I'm always, you know, screw these women and, you know, money and blah, 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 blah. That's all fine and dandy for a little bit, but it's really about, I really gotta take care of the people that looked out for me. And there's not a lot of them. So, of course, my parents, it kind of made me stop and think. The phone conversation made me stop and think, like, what am I doing? All I do is work. All I do is grind, paying things down. Okay, fine. But I don't have time to stop. I never think. I never appreciate anything. And, you know, I'm getting older. You know, I'll be 38 next month, and you know, it just kind of like it, in 2 years I'll be 40, and 2 years is not that long of a time in human years. 2 years will fly by like that. I'll be 40 before I know it. I was 30 8 years ago. Now I'm 38. I'm like, what happened? Life happened, and a part of life is losing family members and losing people in your life that were once there because they got older. I've taken a lot of losses in my personal life when it comes to family members dying and stuff, you know, but I don't know. This one kind of hit me a bit more different because it's a lot more closer. So I am going to be taking some time off my side hustle. I was supposed to do Amazon Flex today at like 4. I just decided to cancel the block. This is more important, you know. When you get older, you realize what's more important. You know, making money isn't always number one priority. When you're 18 to 19, you know, you can kind of beat that out. But when you're 38, 39, 40, 37, you know, you really want to spend time with your parents if you can. You really want to spend time with your mom if you can. Because one of these days, they're not going to remember me. They're not going to know who I am. And I got to deal with that. I'm the only child. So power of attorney, all that stuff. I got to deal with all that. And I'm the only one. I'm the only one. And I don't know. It just kind of put some priorities in the perspective in my face yesterday. So I'm going to try to balance making videos. I'm going to try to balance doing my side hustle when I can this week and doing my actual job. I got classes starting April 20th. That's a big deal. Next week, basically, 9 days. So I have taxes. There's a lot on my plate that I'm not really speaking on that I need to deal with. And it's a lot. It's a lot. But that's it. Just value family. Value your time and value your family because one of these days, they're not going to be here anymore. And it's just going to be you alone in the house, like me. One of these days, my parents are going to die and I'm going to have to bury them. And I inherit, you know, the stuff and inheritance and, you know, the house. It's not even inheritance. It's just stuff, 401k, whatever, blah. And I get the house, but it's going to be empty. And I have to live with that. I have to live with that. So, and I'm the only child. I don't have any friends. I don't have anything. So, you know, it is kind of, you know, yesterday was kind of a scary glare into the future. What happens when I bury one parent? What happens when I bury both my parents? You know, it is kind of a glaring writing on the wall situation when it comes to yesterday. And I'm not going to go into any details with his family, but what I am going to say is cherish who loves you. Cherish who has your back, because there's not a lot of genuine people out here. There's not a lot of good people out here. And when you run into a good person, you better not treat them bad, because you'll ruin it for yourself and them and everyone else in the future that they meet. All right, that's it. I am going to make this video, and then I gotta go to the hospital after I get off work. Okay, bye guys.